That was my first suggestion.
Okay.
And then have the, if he wants to be on the committee, then the person that's there now would have to cede their seat to him. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, that's an amendment of Benito's amendment. Is there a second?
Madam Chair,
a second to what?
I'd like to make a point of order on that.
Yes, Alex. Go ahead.
You cannot automatically deprive somebody of a committee membership. I mean, that would be like a violation of our bylaws, I think. Mm. I don't think that's legitimate. I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, I'm not suggesting that at all. That's not what I'm saying at all, Madam Chair.
Oh, okay.
Could you clarify?
Well,
do
you want to withdraw your amendment then? Do you want to withdraw your amendment?
No, why don't we ask Mr. Voorhees which committees he would like to be on?
Well, we can't do that until we pass this motion. Okay.
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 So,
okay, Madam Chair, we are about 30 minutes into this, the whole ordeal, 32 minutes.
Okay. All right. So, is there a motion to extend for 5 minutes?
Benito. So moved.
Any second?
Yeah, William.
Any objections? Okay, we're extended for 5 minutes. Okay, if you can, I think Sabrina, that you're what you want is already either in Williams or Alex, Williams amendment of Alex's motion, which is like a complete redo. Williams' amendment is a complete redo of the KPFA committee elections. And Alex's motion that William is trying to amend is just, if Tom wants to be on any committees that are vacant, he automatically gets on. And if he wants to be on any other committees where there's already an occupant, that there be an IRV election between Tom and the occupant. And there wouldn't be any nomination period. It would say that the nominees are the current occupant and Tom, and then that would bypass the whole nomination process for all the committees, and only those committees that there's a contest would there be an IRV election. So let's wait on. Do you have something different than that? From William.
Adriana.
Okay, I hear you, Adriana. Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
What's your? Do you have something different than that?
Bill for the stack.
I was just saying that we could, you know, amongst the four KPFA directors, if we know which committee Tom Voorhees wants to be on, then we can decide amongst ourselves, you know, who can be on those committees, just to cede the position if necessary. I'm fine with doing that. We can ask Chris Corey if he's fine with doing that. We can ask, you know, email Carol Travis and see if she's okay with doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the motion, Alex's motion does not exclude that possibility. You could do that even with Alex's motion.
Just to keep all the rigmarole with IVR, SCV, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
William for the stack.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, you wanted the stack.
Adriana was first, Madam Chair.
Adriana, go ahead. Well, I didn't
Adriana's
hear
Adriana's already spoken.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Okay, yeah. That's true. Bill hasn't spoken on this issue. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, yeah, we've been talking about this for like 35 or 40 minutes, and, you know, I thought Alex's motion sounded reasonable to me. I didn't think it would be controversial at all, but obviously it is, and we'd only got the motion a few hours before the meeting, so I move that we postpone consideration of this until the next meeting, and let's hope that the KPFA directors can work things out among themselves, who wants to be on which committee, and they can bring it back to us. And then if we have the election, we can have one.
Adriana.
Okay, so we're going to vote on postponing this. There's no debate. Go ahead. I don't think there's debate. Am I wrong? Let's see here. Postpone.
There's debate on postponing. There's no debate on tabling.
Yeah, so can I finish motivating then?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, just in the interest of saving time, this won't take any longer than doing an election, and hopefully the KPFA directors can work out who wants to be on which committee, and they can just bring back to us a proposal that we can say yes or no on. And if not, we can still have an election for just the very few committees where it might be necessary. I don't see any reason why we need to have elections for every committee, though.
So, Alex, on this side.
That's why.
Okay, I'll put it. Adriana?
I wanted to be on the stack.
I got you, Alex.
Yes, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, didn't we say that it's not debate on this?
I'm sorry,
it is debatable.
Exactly what Bill just said is absolutely right.
That answers your question.
Well, basically, okay. That's why I second, because the question here was exactly that: if the directors can do it by themselves. If not, we need to go through the bylaws and do the right process for everything. If they can solve it, we waste half an hour, and they can maybe solve it by themselves in the next meeting. We should postpone it. In the next meeting, that is what I understand, right? Is that
okay.
In the next meeting, if they didn't solve it, we can go through this. Is that what this means?
Is that what you're... We're just debating whether or not to postpone.
Chair, this is Janet.
Alex on the stack, please.
Alex, you're on. Alex, go ahead, then Janet.
Okay. This issue would have been over long ago if people would stop trying to make motions to extend time. It's not that complicated a subject that you need to keep extending time. If you vote for my motion, it doesn't prevent anybody of the KPFA directors from coming to an agreement on their own. If you postpone, you're simply compounding the injustice of Tom Voorhees not being able to get on a committee. I'm sorry, I'm opposed to postponing. Let's get this settled already.
Janet?
So the motion to postpone, it's not written, so I have no idea for the minutes what... postpone until whatever. That's not clear. So I need something in writing for that.
Okay,
Madam President, the parliamentarian.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's very clear that Bill asked to postpone this until the next meeting. So that's
okay.
A definite time. And the other thing about the debate, if someone wants to postpone it to the meeting after the next meeting, that's where the debate comes in. But if someone wants to have a special meeting and do it tomorrow, you know, that's where the debate comes in for postponement. But basically what we're debating now is whether to postpone it to the next meeting or not.
Okay, let's take a vote. It was seconded by Adriana. Vote yes to postpone voting on this motion till the next meeting.
Chair, do you want me to take the vote?
Yes, please.
Aaron?
No.
No. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Corey?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis?
Abstain.
Abstain. Catherine Davis?
No.
No. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
No. Heerwagen.
Yes.
Yes. Jacobs.
Yeah.
Pass. Lark.
Yes.
Yes. Laufer.
No.
No. Leon. Tony? Can't hear you. Randall?
No.
No. Sabah?
No.
No. Steinberg?
No.
No. Voorhees?
No.
No. Washington?
No.
No. One moment. Sabrina, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Tony? Didn't hear you? Okay, one moment. I have 5 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Say, what was the vote again?
5 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions.
No. I mean, abstain.
Chair abstains?
Yes.
Okay. That's 5 yes, 10 no, 3 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, so we're going to vote on the amendment to, with Williams' amendment to redo the whole election for the KPFA committee members. Starting with the nominations, and Madam Secretary, would you take the vote to approve William's amendment that Benito sent to us?
Can you read it?
Can I read it?
Yes.
Move to reopen and redo all KPFA PNV committee elections again so that Mr. Voorhees and the current committee holders can compete on an equal basis.
Okay, Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Corey?
No.
No. Crozier?
No.
No. Joseph Davis?
Abstain.
Abstain. Catherine Davis?
No.
No. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
No.
Dan?
No.
No. Dan votes no. Heerwagen.
Yes.
Yes. Jacobs.
No.
No. Lark.
Pass.
Pass. Laufer.
No.
No. Leon. Can't hear you. Randall?
No.
No. Sabah?
No.
No. Steinberg?
No.
No. Voorhees?
No.
No. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Duane, you passed?
Request a vote, Gary.
I'm not sure. Chair, can you ask the parliamentarian if a vote count can be stated?
Of course I can ask
the
vote count.
Right.
One second. John, can you give an opinion on that? Can we have a vote count in the middle of a vote?
No. What can happen is after the secretary asks for the vote that the chair wished to vote, then he may change his vote at that time. So one announcement, and then he can change his vote.
Okay. All right.
So, Duane, how do you vote?
You can pass.
Not voting.
Until you...
not voting right now. Yeah.
Not voting. Okay. one moment. So I have 4 yes, 11 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. So that's 4 yes, 11 no, 2 abstentions. Duane, do you wish to change your vote?
Abstain.
Okay, so that's 4 yes, 11 no, 3 abstentions, 0 present voting. So this fails.
So this amendment fails. Okay, so let's go to the main motion on Alex's motion. Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
One second. Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Kesnave. Adriana?
Pass.
Pass.
Abstain. I'm sorry. Abstain. That's it.
Abstain. Corey.
I'll pass.
Pass. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
Pass.
Pass. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagen.
No.
No. Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstain. Lark.
No.
No. Loffer.
Yes.
Yes. Leon. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington.
No.
No. Corey, you passed.
Could I get a vote count, please?
I changed my vote to no. Kesnave.
Kesnave votes no. Abstain. Corey, did you hear what the parliamentarian said before?
No, I didn't.
Could, Chair, could you?
Yes.
Ask for,
on what?
On a vote count in the middle of a vote.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't. You have to wait until all the votes are done, and then you can listen and you can change your vote at that time if you like.
I'll pass again then.
Well, that's, you can.
That's not right.
Okay.
You have to.
Pass once.
You can abstain if you want, and then you can change your vote later after the vote count is given, whatever.
Okay. I abstain then.
Okay, abstain. And then, Joseph, you passed?
Voting yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 10 yes, 5 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. So that's 10 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions. And does anybody want to change their vote, I guess, is what?
No, I'm fine. Now. We'll stick with the abstention.
Okay. So this passes. Okay. Are there any committee reports? This is the next item.
Point of information.
Point of order. Point of order. The motion we just passed asks Mr. Voorhees to address the Pacifica Board.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Thank you. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, I am Tom Voorhees. I've been a Pacifica listener on KPFA since the 50s while I was still in junior high school. Excuse me again. I've been a transmitter engineer for well over 50 years. In the early days, I minimally took care of the KPFA transmitter when it was still a tube type. The my interest, my real interest is when we get the financial situation leveled out some, is finding some grant money to bring the news and public affairs that once existed back in the earlier years of Pacifica back together again. And I think that's pretty much my statement.
Okay. Now, Tom, you're also to tell us if you want to be on any of the committees.
Yes, I'd like to be on the Strategic Planning Committee and also the Programming Committee. Those are the only two that I'm really going to have sufficient time with my other duties to put time into.
Okay, thank you. And I believe we have KPFA members already on those committees. So would the KPFA members that are on those committees like to enter into an IRV election with Tom?
Madam Chair, Carol Travis is not here, so she's on the strategy committee.
Right. Who's on the program?
Sabrina,
okay. Okay. Yes. Madam Secretary, could you find out from the current members of those committees if they want to stay on those committees, and if so, set up an IRV election for those two committees?
Okay.
Strategic Planning and Programming. Okay, thank you. We are at time for this meeting. We have another couple of items. We can only do those if we have a two-thirds.
Chairman, I'd like to move to extend for 12 minutes.
For 12 minutes?
Yes.
Second that, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. All right. That's more than two-thirds. Okay. Hearing no objections. So I would like to hear if there's any committee, anybody have any committee reports?
Yes, Jan Goodman for the Personnel Committee. Yes, we have a report.
And okay.
Those resolutions.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on one second. I have to change phones. Hold on, sorry.
And just for the PNB members, I just want you to.
Hello.
No, I think this is going to be a section where we'll have reports at regular meetings, at open meetings. If you would like to submit a report, just consider that this will be on the agendas in the future.
Jan Goodman, I sent a report to everyone on the PNB.
Okay. Would you like to read it?
Oh, sure. Hold on a second.
Do you want the secretary to read it? Would that be quicker?
Okay. So here, I can read it.
Okay.
Personnel Committee met on Monday, April 2nd. It's the Personnel Committee is composed of Sabrina Jacobs, Jan Goodman, Dwayne Lark, Fionnuala Juan Garza, Alex Steinberg, and Masculo Washington. The committee elected Jan Goodman as chair and Sabrina Jacobs as secretary. Dwayne Lark served as acting secretary. Okay. The committee met with Tom Livingston at its meeting. He went over the procedure that Livingston and Associates normally follows when carrying out an executive search. During the course of the search for the new executive director, typically Livingston and Associates needs assistance from its client, in this case Pacifica. After some discussion, it was agreed by the Personnel Committee and Tom Livingston to request that the PNB pass a motion as follows, quote, and this is a proposed motion, the PNB designates the Personnel Committee to aid Livingston and Associates in its search for Pacifica's next executive director in whatever ways Livingston and Associates deems helpful, unquote. The Personnel Committee hopes to also work on the personnel handbook this term. Respectfully submitted, Jan Goodman. So I move on behalf of the committee a motion that says, and everyone should have this, it was sent at 5.03 p.m. Pacific daylight time, if you want to see it. But it's a very simple motion. The PNB moved, the PNB designates the Personnel Committee to aid Livingston and Associates in its search for Pacifica's next executive director in whatever ways Livingston and Associates deems helpful, unquote. So moved. And this is from the committee, so it does not need a second. As I understand it.
Okay. All right. So debate?
Yes, Benito says second.
Benito, who else?
Dwayne after Benito.
Dwayne, okay. And that for or against this motion?
Dwayne for.
Sorry? He's Benito?
Dwayne is for.
Dwayne is for. Okay, Benito?
I'm not against. Let's put it this way. I want to make an amendment.
Okay. Okay, you have the floor.
All right. So I don't see anything wrong with the motion per se. However, personnel committees have a tendency to think that they are a law and a world unto themselves. So I would move an amendment that the PNB shall have ultimate say-so and vote over any, proposals from the committee.
One second, please. Was there a second for Jan's motion? Oh, no, it didn't need it because it was from committee. Never mind. Sorry, Benito. Sorry for the interruption. Go ahead.
No, that was it, basically. Just that the PMB and the committee need to understand that they need to take their proposals.
Is there a second for Benito's amendment? Is there a second for
Adriana?
Okay. Okay, now you can motivate Benito.
And the bylaws if you need something else.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Point of order.
Yes, Alex.
Benito's amendment is out of order because it is understood that committees of the National Board report to the National Board. So therefore, it's a redundant.
Okay. Point well taken.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
What do you want the floor for, Adriana?
To correct something that just was said wrong.
So you have a point of order?
Well, I don't know if you can call it point of order, but it's not exactly what happened before. It should be, that's why I say the bylaws say the same thing. But didn't happen that last time. I mean, the personnel committee worked by themselves without even the PMB knowing, and they came up with one name, and that was all. And that is not what the bylaw said. And I think that that is the spirit of what Benito is saying right now. That's the way that didn't happen before.
So so you're challenging my ruling then. Okay.
What ruling?
That your motion, that your amendment is redundant.
Was Alex Steinberg's ruling, not yours, till now.
He can't make a ruling. He can make a point of order, and I took his point of order. So,
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Dwayne.
I think it's fair for the body to know that when we opened up the meeting, the convener, who's now the chair, was very sensitive. In fact, overly sensitive, because I didn't know y'all's history. And so, Benito, she has
What's your question?
Your concerns. She allays your concerns that this committee is not to do work on its own. This committee is to report to the people.
Wait, that's not a point, Dwayne. You're debating. That's not a point.
Well, okay,
you're debating.
My point is,
you're debating. You're debating. You said you had a point.
The point,
and that's not a point.
This motion is moot because we do have the authority to act as the personnel committee, but we don't have the authority to act autonomously. That's just common sense.
So you're speaking in favor of my ruling. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So let's go to a vote on this, please. All those in favor of my ruling is that this amendment is
redundant
and not necessary, and that the PNB is going to have to hold the personnel committee to feet to the fire on this. It's in the bylaws, and there's people on the committee that will know what's going on, and I don't think that this, that's another reason that this is redundant, because
point of information, Madam Chair.
Things are different this year, and so that's my ruling that this amendment is redundant and not needed.
Madam Chair, Adriana,
yes, what's your question, Adriana?
No, it's not a question. You are debating, Madam Chair, and we have the right to debate on your ruling.
I'm not debating. I'm telling people what my ruling is.
Okay. May I ask you then? May I request an information from you, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Even was exactly that because didn't happen before exactly what Benito is trying. I agree that you.
Wait, that's
you
not a
that
question.
Way.
That's not a question, Adriana.
Yes, the question is what happened last night.
You're restating what you said in your last
My
point.
My question is what happened last time. Didn't happen? I'm imagining that, Madam Chair.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
You said last time this didn't happen. Okay.
Exactly.
That's what you said. And so that's what happened. Last time this did not happen. Alex, what's your
point?
Okay,
but you are assuring now that this time we will follow the bylaw even when before we didn't do it.
I think I have
okay.
I think
we will.
Madam Chair.
And that's why I'm making this ruling. Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Madam Chair, the statements that the esteemed director from KPFT is making are not true. I was on the personnel committee last year, and we interviewed several people for the position of interim executive director. We made a recommendation, and our recommendation came before the entire board. The board voted to approve it, and that's what happened. So
no, was just one person. No.
Madam Chair, we're going to have a formal debate with the two and two.
No. The recommendation from the personnel committee came to the PNB.
With one person.
What happened was
the what happened was that the personnel committee did not have a mandate to do that. And this time, they have come to us, and they're asking for a mandate to do it. That's what's different. So that my ruling stands.
That's why this time we will follow the bylaws. Okay.
That's why I'm ruling, yes, right. That's why I'm ruling that this is redundant, because we have the bylaws. So is there any objections to my ruling?
No, no.
Okay, Madam Secretary, please take the vote. Yes, supports my ruling. No, does not support my ruling.
Okay, I didn't hear a second, but I'm assuming there would be one. But I also do
yes,
not
Adriana.
Have a right. I okay. No, Adriana challenged. I don't have a second. But in any case, I also don't have in writing what the amendment that you made the ruling on says.
I sent it.
You sent a second one? Because I didn't see a second. You had sent one from before, but this amendment is a new.
I sent it at 11:15.
I don't see it yet.
I see it. Got it. Okay. All right. This is a vote on the challenge.
Oh, there it is. Okay, there it is.
Yes. A challenge to the ruling of the chair. Aaron.
Yeah, William seconds.
Okay.
William seconds.
Aaron votes yes. I vote
yes.
To uphold the ruling of the chair.
Yes. Kasnave.
Obviously, no.
No. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes, to support the ruling of the chair.
Yes. Heerwagen.
No.
William? No. Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark.
Pass.
Laufer.
Yes.
Yes. Leon. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington. Masculas.
Yes.
I'm sorry, would you repeat?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Dwayne, you passed.
I'm going to stay on the fence on this one. Abstain.
Abstain. Somebody
okay,
chewing.
What are we
can
chewing?
You
please,
please
stop.
All right, one moment.
Or share what you're eating.
Okay, I have 12 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Chair votes yes?
Yes. Chair votes yes?
Yes. 13 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. The chair's ruling is upheld.
Madam okay. Chair, a point of personal procedure.
What's your point of personal procedure?
Time is up with this category.
I don't know how you call that. Point of procedure, I don't know how to call it. I want to ask the chair, please, because I see that we are having this problem during the whole meeting. When the secretary doesn't know if he called people and is not there or is there, we use during the audit committee. We can use the maestro and all of us can see who's there and who's asking for the floor and who's muted or not. Is any way that the chair can allow all of us, because obviously the chair can see it, is any way that the chair we'll open that to the whole PMB, and then all of us know who is in the call and who's calling for the floor and who is muted or not?
Maybe.
No, one kind of question is maybe. If you have that, you are a better director than me.
Oh, I can't. Okay, I can't. I cannot do it right now. I can't do it right now.
I understand right now, Madam Chair, but I asked for that.
I don't know. I have to think about it. I have to think about it. And we're working.
No, you need to think in my
right. I have the floor. Actually, Alex Randall is looking into a system where we can do just that. And right now, the problem with Maestro is that if I give it to everyone, then everyone can change each other's volumes. And so we'd have 22 directors fussing with the volume. And even though it would allow you to see it, but it would be 22 directors playing with the controls during the meeting. And so that...
Instead of a few of you.
Madam Chair, point
instead
of procedure.
Only the selected, can you
point of procedure. Up?
No, I've answered your questions, Adriana. So I need, is there an extension of time on this for 5 minutes so we can finish the vote?
You don't know how many people have access to that system, Madam Chair, other than
you. Madam Chair, the member is out of order.
I don't know how many. I know of two. I know of two people that have it. All right. So, is there a motion to extend time for 5 minutes?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Great.
And two.
Second. Any objections? Okay, Madam Secretary, please take the vote on this motion.
What motion?
The motion that Jan put forward on the floor from the Personnel Committee.
Any objections?
Any objections?
Can
you read the motion?
Jan, could you read the motion again?
Oh, hold on a second.
I can do it.
Okay.
Good.
Go ahead.
The PNB designates the personnel committee. Is that the one, Jan?
Yes.
Designates the personnel committee to aid Livingston and Associates in its search for Pacifica's next executive director in whatever ways Livingston and Associates deems helpful.
Tom, would you please leave the room for the vote, please?
How would Tom need to leave the room? Voting on what we do to help Tom.
Be the other way around.
The meeting is being streamed publicly. There's no way for him to.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Never mind. Okay.
Committees would be the one to leave the room if there was anybody leaving.
Okay. I'm not, you guys are right. I'm just trying to. I wasn't thinking that one through very well. Okay. The vote, please.
Okay. Aaron. Yes.
Yes. Kathnave. Can't hear you. Corey.
I need something that I didn't understand. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I cannot vote in something that I don't understand. If you can explain something, I'm ready to vote.
Madam Chair, request for information.
We're going to vote now. We're voting. We've talked about this motion. You have it in front of you. If you don't understand it, you can abstain. You can abstain if you don't want to vote.
We did not debate the motion.
I'll need to abstain.
Chair, this is Janet. I'm in the middle of taking the vote. Can you ask the parliamentarian to speak about points of information, et cetera, during a vote.
I'd like to know what it is, too.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum, if you could make an opinion on taking points of order and all during the vote.
Yeah, my opinion is that nothing is supposed to happen during the vote, and you have to keep a record of who made the request for information and points of order, because they can come immediately after the vote has finished.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
But we haven't the vote.
Okay. So we're in the middle of the vote.
Explanation in the vote?
No, we haven't started the vote.
Okay, so we're in the middle of a vote, and you guys have questions, and I will take your questions after we have the vote. Okay, go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Okay, so I was asking for Adriana's vote, and she, Adriana, how do you vote?
The chair told me if I don't understand and she cannot explain, I need to abstain, and I'm abstaining.
Okay. Abstain. Okay, Corey.
Abstain.
Abstain. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
I'll abstain till later.
Abstain. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagen.
No.
No. Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark.
Yes.
Dwayne? Yes. Loffler?
Yes.
Yes. Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Let's see. Is there somebody I didn't hear? No. Okay. I have 12 yes, 2 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Sorry, could you say the vote again?
12 yes, 2 no, 3 abstentions.
Abstain.
Abstain. So 12 yes, 2 no, 4 abstentions, and
yeah, I'd like
passed.
To change my vote.
Oh.
No, it's already late. The vote has been counted.
Okay, never mind. Didn't apply to me. Thank you.
Wait.
How many chairs,
Mr. Parliamentarian?
Mr. Sabar.
Okay, so.
Yes, Madam Chair. The count was taken. One person asked to change their vote. That person was granted the change, and anyone can change their vote until the point where you announce the final results, Madam Chair, approved or mm-hmm. failed.
Okay. I have not announced it. Okay. So
correct. Correct.
Right. Okay. So Joseph can change his vote. Yes, Janet.
Well, I've been announcing the votes, but the results. But in any case,
and I've been trying to repeat what you say.
Right. So, in other words, the secretary can state what the count is, but it's not final until the chair says it.
Okay. So Joseph, you can change your vote.
But we haven't practiced that. Nothing against Joseph. We have not practiced.
Chair, please, can you ask the member?
Call a member to order, Madam Chair, please.
Order, please. Thank you. We have a parliamentarian now. This is what we have the parliamentarian for. And we may have done things incorrectly before. We're trying that's okay. We didn't, you know, we're trying to do them correctly according to Robert's rules. And so that's why we have
I changed my vote to no, Madam Chair. Adriana Kasnaib, KPFT.
Okay, this is Janet. I'm changing it from abstain to no.
And Joseph?
Just forget it.
So sad.
So now I have 12 yes, three no, three abstentions. So, Chair, that's what I have.
The motion passes.
Okay.
May I finish my request for information, Madam Chair? You said after the vote.
Yes, what's your request? Yvette, thank you. Thank you for reminding. What's your request for information?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, I asked before and I explained that I couldn't see really the motions I'm driving. That's why what I was trying to understand is how, normally the PMB gave, that is a practice that we have always, the PMB gave the committees that are not a standing committee, in this case the personnel committee, a work to do. But normally it's not, giving them what they will do, but normally it's not telling them that they will help all that, a company that is being hired and is being paid to make a search to help them all the ways. I didn't understand what that means. That's why I was explaining.
What's my question?
What practically what that means? The personnel committee will assist a paying company that will do the job. I don't understand that part.
Right. So
what is the mandate that we are given?
Okay, I'll answer your question. Your personnel committee brought a suggestion to, they had a suggestion for the PNB and a motion for the PNB to vote on what their mandate is. And this, so we just voted that now the personnel committee has a mandate to do this. So that's
what I see.
So meeting adjourned. We'll see you in 10 minutes.
To assist, Madam Chair. That is what you are saying, they don't have by themselves a work to do?
The motion explained what they are allowed to do, and the motion was approved. And
Madam Chair,
that is what I was asking. The motion is not that clear. That's why I asked. I'm very sorry, but
you had an opportunity to ask it when we were doing it.
I did, Madam Chair. I did.
Well,
Madam Chair, this is Duane Lark. Before you can...
We're going to adjourn the meeting now. No, we can ask a question later. It's already past time.
It's not a question, Madam Chair.
All right. We have... And there's no extension of time. We're at a time certain at 11, and we had a lot of questions, and we answered most of them, so we're going to adjourn now. And we'll see you in 10... In, 10 minutes at 11:43.